हेलो एवरीवन, वेलकम टू मानसरोवर ग्लोबल यूनिवर्सिटी रेडियो चैनल रेडियो उड़ान। मैं हूं आरजे स्वप्ना और हम आए हैं मानसरोवर ग्लोबल यूनिवर्सिटी के कैंपस में, जहां पर जवाहरलाल नेहरू कैंसर हॉस्पिटल और मानसरोवर के कोलैबोरेशन से एक ब्लड डोनेशन कैंप जारी किया गया है। इस डोनेशन कैंप का इनिशिएटिव किया है डॉक्टर दिव्या पराशर मैम, CEO ऑफ जवाहरलाल नेहरू कैंसर हॉस्पिटल। एंड ब्लड डोनेशन इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट गाइज। हम सारे लिसनर्स को ये बताना चाहेंगे कि ब्लड डोनेशन एक बहुत ही अच्छा इनिशिएटिव है ज़रूरतमंद और नीडी लोगों को हेल्प करने के लिए और उनको ज़िंदगी का एक नया पहलू देने के लिए। इसके बारे में आगे हम जानेंगे दिव्या पराशर मैम से।
द होल ईयर फ्रॉम जनवरी टिल 2020 दिसंबर वी विल बी ऑर्गेनाइजिंग इट एज अ कैंपेन फॉर अवेयरनेस फॉर कैंसर, अवेयरनेस डिटेक्शन प्रोग्राम ऑफ ब्लड डोनेशन कैंप्स। This year will be totally devoted for these activities, so that people are like celebrating on 4th February the World Cancer Day. But it is in our hospital, we do not celebrate it on a single day, but it's an ongoing process for us. So we do celebrate it for the whole year, and we just want to aware people about cancer, the side effects, the tobacco. And we about this awareness program, we want to make everyone aware about the symptoms of cancers, a message to youth not to consume tobacco, and all females having any sort of problems in the breast, they can go for a mammography. If not, they also they are facing any problem, a regular mammogram is advisable, and a pap smear. But see, it is only for the age of from 35 years. But still, the cases of cancers are being seen in the youngsters also, young girls also. So it also depends that if in a family a mother has been detected by breast cancer or a colon cancer, the family in which she has daughters, they are prone for the breast cancer. This is a proven study. So it is better to go for a genetic or a chromosome study, which is there in the research department in Jawaharlal Nehru Cancer Hospital. So you can easily know about the risk of cancer in you. Your lifestyle plays an important role. So being the youngsters, our lifestyle should be like this, that we should be following a routine life, which includes either yoga or a cardio or walk, any activities related to health is advisable. The PCODs and all the problems which females face, they should not take it lightly. A proper monitoring under the doctor has to be done, and it is advisable. Do not hesitate in these symptoms to come forward and to show to the doctor. See, nowadays there are all female doctors present in every institute. So it is better sometimes the females have a hesitation in going to a male doctor. But rest assured that every place there are female doctors. So you should not hide anything which is even small. See, if it is detected, anything detected, it will be on a very primary stage if you are aware and you are going for your regular checkups. So PCODs like these things should also not be taken lightly. So the message is only this, that be love yourself and look at yourself and be graceful and get educated about cancer.
Blood donation occurs when a person has voluntarily blood drawn from his body to help the needy. ये एक वॉलेंटरी प्रोसेस है और हेल्दी लोगों को डेफिनेटली इसके लिए आगे आना चाहिए, और इसके बाद में कोई भी कॉम्प्लिकेशन नहीं होती है। इसके बाद में डोनर की लाइफ बहुत ही अच्छी, एंड ही हैज़ द बेस्ट ब्लड विच कैन बी ब्रॉट इन टू द बॉडी आफ्टर द प्रोसेस। इसके बारे में आगे हम जानेंगे डॉक्टर रचना गर्ग मैम से। मैम, बेसिकली टुडे पीपल आर नॉट विलिंग, दे आर बिट स्केप्टिकल अबाउट ब्लड डोनेशन एंड दे डोंट अंडरस्टैंड इट्स इंपॉर्टेंस फॉर द नीडी, सो कैन यू जस्ट इंस्पायर देम अ बिट?
Yeah, that is why we are organizing these blood donation camps to motivate people, especially voluntary donors. We want people to donate voluntarily, because those professional donors, they are usually like only for minting money. And the thing that I would like to say everybody is, the more you donate, every time a fresh blood is formed in your body, so the new RBCs that are formed have a higher oxygen carrying capacity. So it's always better for you if you donate blood, because the new blood that you get is much healthier for you. There are no risks involved in donation. People are very comfortable before as well as after donating the blood. And no special precautions to be taken after donation. What people think is that I'll get weak or I'll not be able to work today, or it's nothing like that. They're very, very comfortable. So definitely you should motivate people to donate blood. It's for a very noble cause, because it is something which only humans can give. We cannot get it from anywhere else. So like, if we donate, it's nothing nobler act than that.
Ma'am, there are like some people who are patients of metabolic diseases like thyroidism and stuff. So are they able to give blood?
We have a criteria which is laid down in our donor form. So we strictly adhere to that. People with cardiac disorders, with blood pressure, with diabetes, with endocrine disorders, we don't take.
अब हम आए हैं मिस अवंतिका के पास, जिन्होंने अभी अभी ब्लड डोनेट किया है, एंड शी लुक्स वेरी हैप्पी, शी फील्स वेरी हैप्पी, एज इफ लाइक उन्होंने एक बहुत ही बड़ा माइलस्टोन कॉन्कर कर दिया है. मैम, आप कैसा फील कर रहे हैं, बिकॉज आपने एक नीडी की हेल्प की, एक ज़रूरतमंद की हेल्प की है?
बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है. आई एम वेरी ऑनर्ड किसी की हेल्प करके. अगर लोगों को लगता है कि दर्द वर्द होता है या कुछ कॉम्प्लिकेशंस होते हैं, तो ऐसा कुछ नहीं है. दर्द बिल्कुल भी नहीं होता और मैं बहुत हेल्दी हूँ. ब्लड देने के बाद भी कोई नौशा वौशा कुछ नहीं है मुझे, तो बहुत अच्छा है. देना चाहिए सबको ब्लड.
थैंक यू सो मच.